穿戴之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年10月10日，星期三。我们再次荣幸到邀请到了 Radha Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita》永恒的 Chaitanya 经。今天讲的是 Madhya Lila 的第12章。
Jaya Jaya.Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple.
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥第12章清洗 Gundicha 神庙。
We have discussed the cleansing of the Gundicha temple last week.
上周我们谈到了给 Gundicha 庙宇进行大扫除。
Especially from Srila Prabhupada's elaborate purport.
特别是也讲到了 Srila Prabhupada 非常详尽的要旨解说。
And all the different challenges that a devotee faces in chanting the holy name of Krishna.
还讲到了奉献者们在唱诵 Krishna 的圣名时所面临的种种挑战。
This is the, according to the Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, this should be the only focus in a devotee's sadhana.
那根据是 Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati 的说法，这个唱诵主的圣名，专注于唱诵主的圣名，应当成为奉献者的 sadhana 规范修习中的核心。
It's a work in progress.
这是一个循序渐进的。一个工程。
But it is something that we should never relax on.
但是我们绝对呢，就是不要懈怠。
Every day we have to make an effort during our japa session.
Every day we should.
We have to make an effort.
每一天在我们的 japa 的这个念诵圣名的这个过程当中，我们都要付出努力。
So we can reach the level of purity in chanting.
这样呢，我们才能够达到唱诵时的纯粹。
Because as long as we don't reach pure chanting, we will constantly remain in a state of offensive chanting.
因为只要我们还没有达到纯粹的唱诵主的圣名的境界，我们就一直会停留在冒犯的阶段。
This was discussed during our national holiday seminar.
我们在国庆节的系列课程中专门讲到了这一点。
And contributed their thoughts and asked a lot of questions about this subject matter.
那奉献者们呢，也分享了很多他们的想法，而且关于这个主题呢，也提了很多的问题。
The fact that devotees in this yatra are fairly isolated most of the time.
那么这个 yatra 也就是我们中国 yatra 的奉献者比较的隔绝。
This is a battle that we fight on our own.
这个是我们独自一人必须要面对的挑战。
Normally, the recommendation is that devotees should chant their rounds in association with other devotees.
通常呢，推荐奉献者们能够尽量的和其他的奉献者一起来念诵完十六圈。
Where we can hear our own chant and we can hear the chanting of others.
那这样呢，在这个过程中，我们不仅可以听到自己的念诵，也可以听到别的奉献者的念诵声。
So because we have such a luxury, we have to rely on controlling the mind.
因为我们没有这样的奢侈，所以说呢，我们必须要依赖于对自己的心意的控制和驾驭。
And the mind is where all the storage of straw and sand and dust is kept.
我们的心意里面积攒了大量的枯草、沙粒和尘土。
And from there it goes into the heart.
那么所有的这些污染又进入到我们的心里。
So if we have to make any effort in our Krishna consciousness, in any aspect of devotional service, the effort and the emphasis should be in quality chanting.
那如果说我们在我们的修习 Krishna 知觉的过程中必须要付出努力必须在某一些方面下功夫的话那么唱诵在念诵主的圣名时的那种专注和这个清除污染一定是我们努力的核心
Lord Chaitanya cleansed the Gundicha temple not once but twice Srila Prabhupada mentioned
Srila Prabhupada 在这里提到祖 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 清洗了 Gundicha 庙不仅仅是一次而是两次
And not only he took all the dirt out of the temple but he also pushed it far away from the temple from the outside
而且不仅是他把这个神庙当中的尘土都清扫了出去而且呢还把它扫到了很远的地方庙非常远的地方
Now when you stand outside the Gundicha temple in Jagannath Puri there's a small temple nearby it's a Nrisinga temple
如果说你是在这个 Jagannath Puri 的这个庙外的话你会看到呢它的旁边还有一个非常小的庙这个比较小的庙就叫 Nrisinga 庙宇
So Lord Chaitanya also cleansed that temple inside and outside
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢也把这个 Nrisinga 庙也里里外外的清洗得一干二净
And the result of keeping the heart clean is that one feels the ecstasy to be with Krishna
当一个人的内心得到了洁净的时候他就会非常享受和 Krishna 在一起的那种狂喜
Sometimes devotees don't have much enthusiasm to be in kirtan or to sing bhajans
有的时候呢奉献者在这个 kirtan 或者是 bhajan 的时候呢热情不是很高
That's because the heart is dirty
这是因为我们的内心充满了污秽
But we see here that as soon as the cleansing was finished Lord Chaitanya began an ecstatic kirtan
那我们在这里看到的就是一旦是 Gundicha 的这个庙清扫得非常的干净那象征着他的我们的内心打扫得非常的干净了祖 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就不由自主的开始了主的圣名的唱诵
And because,
而且是在 狂喜之中
Because the Gundicha temple was thoroughly cleansed his heart was also thoroughly cleansed and therefore it was easy for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience different symptoms in ecstasy while chanting the holy name.
那因为现在呢 Gundicha 庙已经被打扫得一尘不染同样祖 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的内心也如此的洁净所以说呢他能够在唱诵主的圣名的这个时候轻而易举的就能够感受到那种狂喜
Sometimes it is very difficult to comprehend or to imagine the bodily transformations of Lord Chaitanya.
那么他的身上呢也展示出了很多狂喜的意义的真相。那有的时候呢对于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身上的这种征兆这些变化可能不太容易理解。
Here it is mentioned that he experienced perspiration.
在这里讲到了他开始流汗。
Means profusely sweating.
也就是大汗淋漓。
And then trembling, the body was shaking.
然后接下来说到他浑身颤抖。
And then he had tears of joy.
他的眼中涌流出了欢喜的泪水。
And then he was roaring.
然后呢，他在呼嚎。
So this normally they don't manifest in ordinary human beings, or if they do, they manifest in very, very, very small amounts.
那一般来说的普通人他不会展示出这样的一些征象的即便是有的话呢可能也是微乎其微的
But here it is mentioned that his tears were washing his own body and the body of those in front of him
那么在这里呢讲到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 涌流的这些泪水啊就好比在给自己全身向下的一个沐浴一样而且不仅呢他打湿了自己的身体而且也打湿了他前面的其他人的身体
It is quite amazing actually when we think that how much liquid can come out of the eyes.
所以呢，你想象一下，在他的眼中流出了多少的泪水，这简直是难以想象的。
When people experience sadness or great loss, they can cry for hours and hours nonstop.
当一个人哀伤的时候，或者他失去了非常珍贵的东西的时候，他可能会连续几个小时一直不停地哭泣流泪。
There's a special gland in the eyes which filled with water based on the nervous system.
因为眼睛里面有一个泪腺，这个泪腺呢是跟那个神经连在一起的。这个泪腺里面就储存着大量的泪液。
And emotions trigger the nervous system, and the nervous system trigger those glands to fill up with water.
那么当一个人他有了情绪的时候，就会启动他的这个神经，这个神经呢就促使这个泪腺里面积满了泪液。
But here in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are reading that the tears poured.Like the rains during the month of Shravan.
那么在这里呢，就是有一个比喻，说出 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 眼睛中喷涌而出的这些泪水啊，就好像是 Shravan 呢月的雨水一样，滂沱大雨一样。
Shravan is the monsoon season.
那么什么叫 Shravan 呢 ？Shravan 的意思就是雨季。
And he washed the bodies of the devotees with his tears from his own eyes.
而且他眼中呢奔涌而出的这些泪水，也打湿了所有的奉献者。
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing with so much ecstasy that the earth was shaking.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 欣喜若狂的翩翩起舞，就连大地都颤动不止。
What we are witnessing.Here is that the result of pure chanting Sudanam makes the devotee express his love for Krishna in ways which are beyond the laws of nature.
那我们在这里可以看到的就是，当一个奉献者他达到了 Sudanam， 也就是纯粹的唱诵的时候，那么所带来的这个结果呢，已经完全的超越了物质自然的规律。
And the reason for that is because the holy name is not from this world. Therefore, the holy name does not have any connection to the laws of nature.
因为这个圣名是直接来自于灵性世界的，所以呢，它不受制于物质自然界的这种规则，或者说物质自然界的律则。
But because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this world.And was in an environment where people may not understand how he behaves with these ecstatic symptoms, he restrained himself after some time.
因为主切塔尼亚马哈巴布现在还是身在这个物质世界，而且他所在的地方的人们并不能理解他的这种狂喜的征兆，因此呢，他还是有所克制。
Because he was surrounded by hundreds of devotees who were watching him, and not all of them could understand.
因为他的身边这个时候环绕着几百个奉献者，并不是所有的奉献者都能理解他的这一变化的。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sri Gopal to dance, and Sri Gopal is the son of Advaita Acharya.
这个时候主持人他念马哈巴布要求去 Gopa 去跳舞，那去 Gopa 他是 Advaita Acharya 的儿子。
Sometimes devotees they dance and they chant with so much ecstasy that their body becomes weak because of exhaustion.
那有的时候呢，奉献者他完全的沉浸在这种狂喜舞蹈高声的唱诵之中，以至于这个身体都变得精疲力尽了。
But here the body of Gopal fainted and Sri Gopal fell to the ground and he fell unconscious.
那么在这里呢， Sri Gopal 在这种狂喜的唱诵之下，身体变得非常的虚弱，于是他晕倒在地上，失去了知觉。
So when he fainted, his father, Advaita Acharya, took him upon his lap, and seeing that he was not breathing, he became very agitated.
那在这里呢 Sri Gopal 呢就昏厥了过去 Advaita Acharya 于是迅速的把他扶起来放在自己的腿上他看到他的身上一点都看见他似乎没有在呼吸他的呼吸已经停止了所以 Advaita Acharya 呢感到非常的焦虑不安
So when devotees are in danger when something happens to them physically what they do is they chant the Nrisinga mantra
那当奉献者呢遇到了一些危险或者是这个身体上面呢受到了一些袭击的时候他们就会大声的去唱诵主尼辛哈德的祷文
The mantra to Lord Nrisingadev is there to protect the devotee internally and externally
那主尼辛哈德的这个 mantra 呢就可以不仅从内从外都给给予奉献者以保护
So all the devotees began to chant the Nrisingadev prayers and they started to sprinkle water on the body of Sri Gopal hoping that he would come back to consciousness
这个时候奉献者们都纷纷地齐声地大高呼起主女性和 day 的这个祷文同时他们把水洒在 Gopal 的这个 Sri Gopal 的这个身上希望他能够回复知觉
But despite the chanting and despite the sprinkling of water Sri Gopal would not come back to consciousness and it seemed that he had left his body
但是呢不管奉献者们怎么样的唱诵主女性阿弟的祷文怎么的往他身上洒这个水但是 Sri Gopal 呢好像还没有苏醒过来看似好像已经离开了躯体了
So Advaita Acharya and all the devotees began to cry
这个时候呢 Advaita Acharya 和所有的奉献者都伤心的痛哭起来
Just imagine if you leave your body in the middle of the devotee during a ketan there couldn't be more, anything more auspicious than that
你想象一下如果一个人在所有的奉献者之中在这个唱诵的这个现场突然的离开了这个躯体那应该是没有比这更为吉祥的情景了
So Lord Chaitanya he came forward and he placed his hands on the chest of Sri Gopal and loudly he said Gopal stand up
这个时候主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到Gopal 的这个身边然后把他的手掌放在他的胸口放在他的心上同时大声地呼叫 Gopal 起来吧
So what's happening here is that we know Lord Chaitanya to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead
我们知道呢 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是至尊人格神首
So not only he is in the heart of Sri Gopal but he is also outside the heart of Sri Gopal
他不仅仅是在 Gopal 的心中也在 Gopal 的心外
So Sri Gopal heard the voice of Lord Chaitanya inside his own heart and outside his heart.
所以呢 Sri Gopal 他不仅是在心内也在心外同时呢都聆听到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的呼唤。
And he immediately came back to his senses and came back to life.
他很快就恢复了知觉起死回生了。
Now all the devotees were very tired from chanting and dancing.
所有的奉献者呢经过了这么长时间的唱诵和舞蹈之后呢都显得有些精疲力尽
So they all went to take a bath with Lord Chaitanya
所以呢他们就跟随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去沐浴
And then Lord Chaitanya entered a beautiful garden and he sat down with all the devotees
之后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到了一个花园里和奉献者们坐在一起他坐在一棵大树下
and after working so hard cleansing the temple after dancing so fervently for many hours being tired taking a bath the next thing will be to take a feast
那么在如此全力以赴的把这个拱地禅庙都清洗的一尘不染之后在激情的 Kirtan 之后在沐浴然后休息之后那么接下来要做的是什么事情呢那就是一个大餐
So very large quantities of Mahaprasadam was brought to the devotees from the Jagannath temple
于是呢奉献者们就从 Jagannath 庙里带来了大量大量的 Mahaprasadam
Lord Chaitanya was surrounded by his very close associates such as Paramananda Puri Brahmananda Bharati, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda.
这个时候呢，主启坦尼亚马哈法布身边就簇拥着一些非常重要的奉献者，比如说像 Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Advaita Acharya, 还有主尼坚南达帕布。
But also Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Shiva Thakur, Vedada Pandit, Shankar, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, Vakreshwar.
还有 Acharya Ratna, 还有 Acharya Nidhi, Shiva Thakur, Vedada Pandit, Shankar, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, 还有 Vakreshwar.
These are all devotees from Bengal.
这些奉献者都是从孟加拉来的。
Then Sabhavata Acharya came to sit down next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
接下来 Sabhavata Acharya 就坐在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边。
And all the devotees sat in line so the prasadam could be served.
所有的奉献者都排成一列又一列，这个时候呢 ，prasadam 就要开始派发了。
So the garden was full of devotees all surrounding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，整个花园里面都坐满了奉献者，他们都围绕着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And then suddenly Lord Chaitanya began to call Haridas, Haridas.
看见呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就高呼起来 ，Haridas, Haridas.
Because he wanted, Lord Chaitanya is always thinking of Haridas Thakur because he knows that he lives in isolation.
主持他娘马哈帕布的心中念念不忘 Haridas Thakur， 因为他知道 Haridas Thakur 呢一个人住在远离奉献者的一个僻静之地。
So when there is a big kirtan or when there is a festival, Haridas Thakur is there, but he is always staying at a distance. He doesn't want to be seen in the midst of the devotees.
那么所以呢，当奉献者们举行巨大的 kirtan 或者有隆重的大餐的时候 ，Haridas Thakur 呢也会在场，但是他总是，离的奉献者远远的，和他们保持一定的距离，因为他不想让别人看见，他和奉献者在一起在场。
Out of humility, he said, "Let Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with the devotees." Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you.
他非常的谦卑，他说就让须切他尼亚马哈帕布和奉献者们一起共进午餐吧，因为我是如此的令人厌憎，所以我不适合和你们坐在一起。
And the arrangement was that Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's servant, would supply Haridas Thakur with prasadam later on.
那么当时的这个安排就是说，主持坦尼亚马哈帕布的仆人 Govinda， 在大家吃完差不多之后呢，会单独的再给 Haridas Thakur 派发 prasadam。
So as they were distributing prasadam, the devotees were chanting Hare Krishna.
奉献者们一边在派发普沙达，一边在唱诵 Hare Krishna。
And everybody was reminded of this wonderful pastime described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna and the cowherd boys go to take care of the cows in the pastures.
那么所有的在场的奉献者都情不自禁地想起了在圣典博迦瓦坛的第十篇中描绘的这个情景，主 Krishna 和牧牛童们一起去草场放牧。
And Krishna sits in the center and all the cowherd boys sit around him and they all have prasadam together.
Krishna 呢坐在中间在身边簇拥着所有的牧牛童们，他们一起在荣耀 prasadam.
So as soon as Lord Chaitanya began to remember that pastime, his body became agitated.
那么主持Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一想到了Krishna 的这个逍遥时光，他的身体呢就激动起来。
In other words, Lord Chaitanya's level of Krishna consciousness was so high that it only took very little. Anything connected to Krishna would put him in ecstatic love.
也就是说，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu已经处在如此崇高的一个境界，哪怕是对主 Krishna 的一点点思念，一点点的 Krishna 直觉，都会立刻把它投入到狂喜之中。
So he had already expressed amazing symptoms of ecstasy during the kirtan, he was not going to do this again, so he just controlled himself.
因为之前在 kirtan 中呢，他已经不由自主地展示出了许多kirtan 的一些激烈的身体上的征兆。那么这现在呢，虽然他是如此的激动，但是呢，他也想方设法地克制了，他不想再一次去展示同样的特征。
So while the prasadam was being served, Lord Chaitanya said, "You can give me the ordinary vegetables known as lafra vyanjana, and you may deliver to all the devotees the nice preparation like cakes and sweet rice and amrita gutika."
啊，这个是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他说，啊，你可以给我一些特别普通的蔬菜，比如说像。Lapra Vyagyan 还有呢，你可以给把其他的一些更好一些的一些菜肴，比如说像糕饼啊、甜奶饭啊，还有 Amrita Gutika 派给所有其他的奉献者。
So Prabhupada explained this dish served to Lord Chaitanya is just mixed boiled vegetables sometimes cooked in rice.
那么是 Prabhupada 就是说主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要奉献者派给他的那种普通的蔬菜其实就是一些各种各样的绿叶的那个煮蔬菜然后混合在一起有的时候是和米饭煮在一起的就这么简单
And oftentimes they don't even put salt in it
而且有的时候里面都不撒盐
But it's very very basic, very simple
所以 是一种 非常简单的非常非常简单的一个菜。
And the other devotees were served very opulent prasadam.
但是其他的奉献者呢，得到的都是极其丰盛的 prasadam.
But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew every devotee's heart, just like Krishna knew every cowherd boy and every cows, Lord Chaitanya arranged for each devotee to be served prasadam according to their personal taste.
那么因为呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 处于每一个人的心中就好像 Krishna 呢对于每一头小牛犊每一个牧牛童呢也都了如指掌所以呢他就要求奉献就是根据每一个奉献者的口味给他们派发不同的相应的不同的食物
Normally when we cook a feast and serve it to the devotees,Everybody eats the same thing, but here, each devotee was served according to what they like.
那么通常来说，在大餐的时候，所有的奉献者吃到的这个 prasadam 都是一模一样的。但是在这里呢，是根据每一个奉献者的喜好和口味的这个不同，相应的被派发了不同的 prasadam。
Then one devotee who was serving the feast.Put all the nice dishes on the plate of Lord Chaitanya.
接下来有一个在派发的奉献者就把所有的好菜，这些美味都把它放到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的盘子里。
Lord Chaitanya was upset, but internally he understood the loving service mood of the devotee who was serving.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 表面上不悦，但是在心里呢，他深深的可以体会到奉献者之间的这种爱的交流。
And Chaitanya looked at the opulent prasadam, and he looked at the devotee who was serving, and he was thinking, "If I don't eat that prasadam, the server will be upset with me, so I better eat something."
这个时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到他盘子里的这个丰盛的菜肴，又看了看所有的。在荣耀普什拉党的这些奉献者又看了一下这个仆人他心里就在想如果说我不荣耀这些普什拉党的话这个仆人可能心里会感到不高兴
Lord Chaitanya was worried that the devotee would fast if Lord Chaitanya would not eat so just to please him he began to eat all the nice dishes
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢担心如果他不吃这些丰盛的大餐的话那个仆人可能也会跟着这个断食，所以呢，为了避免这一点，他就吃了这些丰盛的午餐。
Then Sarupa Dambodara also started to put some very nice opulent dishes on the plate of Lord Chaitanya and told him, "You should try this Mahaprasadam from Lord Jagannath. It's excellent."
接下来 Swarupa Damodar Goswami 呢，他也把一些特别美味的佳肴放到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的盘中，然后请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去荣耀。他说这些都是来自于 Jagannath 神庙的最好的 Mahaprasad。
So what's happening here is that Lord Chaitanya is not eating this opulent Mahaprasadam because it's tasty. He's eating it to please his devotees. Otherwise, he's very happy with just boiled vegetables.
所以呢，在这里我们要知道的就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他之所以品尝了所有的这些美味佳肴，并不是说因为他自己特别的享受，其实他是在品尝的是奉献者所给予他的爱，不然的话他其实光是那些简单的煮蔬菜他已经心满意足了。
And that affection was expressed in such a way that Lord Chaitanya began to eat everything that the devotees put on his plate.
那这种的爱是如此的炽烈，以至于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 无法拒绝，他把奉献者放在他盘子里的所有的 prasadam 都荣耀得干干净净。
We can neverbe tired in chanting the glories of Mahaprasadam.
当我们去唱诵 Mahaprasadam 的荣耀的时候，我们永无厌足。
We can never emphasize enough the importance of taking prasadam.
荣耀 prasadam 的重要之处，我们无论如何强调都不为过。
Because even people who have absolutely no spiritual concept, who have a heart like a stone, they will melt as soon as they take Krishna prasadam.
如果一个人的内心非常的坚硬，对灵性的概念一无所知，哪怕是他品尝到了一点点 prasadam, 他的心都会即刻的融化。
So prasadam is not for sense pleasure, it is nutritious, but it is also a service. That's why we call it prasad sevaya.
所以呢，这个 prasadam 呢，它不是说是让你来感官享乐的。prasadam 它的确是非常的有营养，但是更重要的是一种服务，所以我们把这个称为 prasadam sevaya,
which is service to prasadam. We actually, when we take prasadam, we actually serve Krishna.
所以说呢，当我们在荣耀 prasadam 的时候，其实就是在服务 Krishna。
And the example here is that Savamavaratacharya was sitting next to Lord Chaitanya and he was being served some very excellent dishes.
Savamavaratacharya 他现在就坐在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边，那奉献者给他派了一些尤其精美的 prasadam。
And his son-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, said, just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior was. Just consider how at present he is enjoying transcendental bliss.
女士 Gopinath Acharya 就在一边说，想想吧 Bhattacharya 之前的那些世俗的举止行为，那再想想他现在吧，他现在居然在享受着超然的喜乐。
Because Mayavadis and learned scholars, they don't pay too much attention to opulent prasadam.
因为像 Mayavadi 啊，或者是那些学者，这些渊博的学者，他们是对于这个丰盛的 prasadam 其实并不关注。
They don't consider it to be spiritual food, and surely not, they don't consider it to be non-different than Krishna.
那他们并不认为 prasadam 是灵性的食物，他们更不会认为这个 prasadam 是和 Krishna 没有任何分别的。
So, previously when the Bhattacharya was totally covered by Mayavad philosophy, he never really paid much attention to these things.
所以呢 ,Bhattacharya, 就是Savabhama Bhattacharya, 他之前是个 Mayavadi 的大家，所以呢，他就是完全被 Mayavadi 的哲学给覆盖的非常的严实，所以他是根本不可能去欣赏 Mahaprasada。
But now that he had become a pure Vaishnava, he was really enjoying taking Mahaprasada.
那现在他已经成了一位非常纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以呢， 他便开始去欣赏和品味马哈普沙达。
So he replied to Gopinath Acharya, I was simply a less intelligent logician, but by your grace, I have received this opulence of perfection.
于是这个时候呢，达巴巴马巴塔恰亚就对 Gopinath Acharya 说，我之前呢只是一个没什么智慧的逻辑学家，但是因为您的恩典，我现在获得了完美的富裕。
So for someone like Sarvatacharya to say something like this, where he says, but by your grace, he's talking to his son-in-law, who is much younger than him, but because he's a Vaishnava, he has a very humble attitude.
那这个 Gopinathacharya 是 Sarvabhaumabhattacharya 的女婿，也比他要年轻的多。但是呢 Sarvabhaumabhattacharya 在这里呢却说急着您的恩惠，由于您的恩惠，也就是说他内心他已经是一个真正的 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以是极其的谦卑的。
And he acknowledges in all humility how much mercy he received from Lord Chaitanya.
而且呢他因为有心中充满着这种谦卑之情，他所以呢他完全就能够感受到来自于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所给予他的仁慈。
He says Lord Chaitanya converted a crow into a Garuda.
他说呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把一只乌鸦转变成了 Garuda 大鸟。
In other words, he has transformed someone who is ugly and talks nonsense into a beautiful bird like Garuda.
那换句话说呢，就是说主且他念马哈帕布把一只非常丑陋的喋喋不休的胡言乱语的一只乌鸦呢转变成了非常美丽的Garuda 大鹏鸟。
Then he gives another example. He says, I was barking like a dog before, but now from the same mouth I'm chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari.
他说呢，以前呢，我只是像一条狗那样汪汪乱叫，但是现在同样的这张嘴，现在却开始唱诵起了主哈瑞的荣耀。
And before I used to associate with Mayavadi people, but now I am associating with the devotees.
那之前呢，我总是和 Mayavadi 下现宗非人格主义的者混在一起，但是现在呢，我却和奉献者一起联谊了。
And Prabhupada quotes a beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj.
在这里啊，是了 Prabhupada 在要旨当中就引用了来自于 Srimad Bhagavatam 圣典博迦瓦坛第七篇的 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 的一段。
These verses were discussed during the National Holiday Seminar in Ramaprasad Swami's presentation on the prayers of Sri Prahlad.
那么这个就是 Sri Prahlad 的这个祷文的一部分，在我们国庆节七天期间 Ramaprasad Swami Maharaj 他曾经就是专门的来讨论过这个，就是 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 的祈祷。
Sri Prahlad says Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova Mito Bipadyeta Grihavratanam Aranta Gopir Vishatam Tanishram Puna Charvita Charvananam Nate Vidum Svatagatem Vishnum Durashaya Yebahiratamanina Ananda Yatanderu Pagiyamanam Te Pishatanam Durudu Damni Bada. And here is the translation.
那这个译文是这样的。
Because of their uncontrolled senses, person too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by the combination of both.
那在这里呢，是 Prahlad Maharaj 是这样说的。由于无法克制的感官，一个过度的沉溺于世俗物质生活的人，就是不断的在滑向于地狱。他们会不断的去咀嚼已经咀嚼过的食物，无论是通过别人的训示，还是通过他们的一己之力，或者两者兼而有之，他们对于 Krishna 的倾向永远不会被唤醒。
So, in this verse, it's mentioned that people have absolutely no interest in Krishna consciousness.
那在这段话里呢，就其实是这样的一个意思，就是人们、普通人、世俗人，他们对于 Krishna 知觉没有丝毫的兴趣。
Even though the conditioned soul's original position is to be purely Krishna conscious, somehow or other, they have absolutely no interest in it.
那就是受条件限制的灵魂呢，最原本的本质应当是具有 Krishna 知觉的，但是因为这种局限，他们现在对 Krishna 知觉没有丝毫的品味和兴趣。
And here Prahlad says that the reason why they're not interested is because they are completely overwhelmed by materialistic activities.
那 Prahlad 在这里说呢，他们之所以对于 Krishna 知觉没有丝毫的兴趣，是因为他们完全的沉溺在世俗的物质生活之中。
So it doesn't matter whether they hear about it, whether they try to make an effort, still they have no attraction.
就是无论他们是否是有所聆听，或者呢他们也做出努力了，但是他们仍然不会被 Krishna 知觉所吸引。
This is a very unfortunate position.
这个是一种非常 不幸的状况。
And sometimes we meet people who do have interest, where Krishna consciousness appeals to them, but they are so entangled in materialistic activities that they can't have the energy or the desire to make any progress.
有的时候我们看到有一些人呢，他们对 Krishna 知觉是有兴趣的， Krishna 知觉对他们来说也有一定的吸引力，但是呢他们因为实在在这个世俗的生活当中束缚的太深，被缠绕的这个太深，所以呢他们已经无力做出这番努力，能够跳出世俗的生活，走向 Krishna 知觉。
So this is actually very unfortunate.
所以呢这样的人是极其不幸的。
But we should never give up on these people.
但是我们永远不要放弃这些人。
We should always encourage them.
我们始终都要去激励他们。
And the second verse says, persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life, and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man, attached external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home.Back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries.
在这里就是说到呢，那些被享受物质生活的知觉所强烈的束缚的人，会接受，会同样的去接受那些同样的去依附于外在的物质感官的盲人的指引，把他们。接受为自己的孤独灵性导师或者是一个引路人，这样的人并不能明白生命真正的目标是回归家园，回归神手，去从事对主 Vishnu 的奉献服务。正如一个盲人被另外一个盲人所误导，他会误入歧途，滑入到深坑，跌落到深渊。他们这些依附于物质的人会被其他的同样的具有物质依附的人所误导，他们会被果报活动的绳索所深深的捆缚，这些绳索都有非常强大的缠结，他们会一而再再而三地深陷于世俗的物质生活之中，受到物质自然三重苦的煎熬。
So Srila Prabhupada highlights very importantly the condition of the materialistic people.
所以呢，在这里 Srila Prabhupada 就强调了，就是世俗深陷在物质世俗生活中的人，他们的这种局限性。
And there are so many different reasons why people are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
人们为什么会对 Krishna 知觉没有兴趣呢？究其原因有很多种。
So the example is given here of Sarvabhattacharya because if anyone was going to be totally uninterested and not attracted at all to Krishna consciousness, that would be him.
那在这里就特意的就举到了 Sarvabhattacharya的例子。如果我们说有谁真的就是彻彻底底的可能对 Krishna 知觉没有任何的兴趣，没有任何的倾向，那就是像 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 这样的假象中非人格主义者了。
He was the greatest learned scholar in the whole of India, and he was the biggest Mayavadi that ever existed.
那当时在见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之前 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他是全印度学识最渊博的饱学之士而且他也可以说是在 Mayavadi 哲学史上的历史第一人
And somehow or other Lord Chaitanya melted his heart and made him into a beautiful Vaishnava
但是呢不知怎的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就融化了他坚硬的心把他转变成了一位 Vaishnava 奉献者
So if Sarvabhattacharya can melt his heart and turn into a Vaishnava, it means that actually anyone can follow the same example.
那如果说像 Sarvabhattacharya 这样的人，他坚硬的心都能被融化，并且转化成了一个非常优秀的 Vaishnava 奉献者，那么其他的人肯定也是可以做到的。
But then you can ask the question, how is it possible that in such a short time, Sarvabhattacharya became a pure devotee?
那你也许会感到奇怪，这个 Sarvabhattacharya 怎么就会在这么短的时间里就变成了一个 Vaishnava 奉献者呢？
Because it is mentioned in the Shastra that unless one accumulates pious credit for many, many lifetimes, one will not even come in touch with the pure devotee.
因为在 Shastra 经典里面说到，除非一个人积累了生生世世的虔诚活动，否则根本就没有机会接触到奉献者。
Well, there are two reasons for that.
那么这个原因有两个。
One is that Sarvabhattacharya's actual identity is that he is the spiritual master of the demigod Brihaspati.
那么其实呢，其中一个原因就是 Sarvabhattacharya 的真实身份。是半神人们的灵性导师 Brihaspati
and the other is that Lord Chaitanya being Krishna himself can turn anyone into a pure devotee instantly this is called Kripa Siddha
那还有一个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是至尊人格守神他可以瞬间就把任何一个灵魂转变成为纯粹的奉献者这个就叫 Kripa Siddha 仁慈
So Lord Chaitanya tells Sarvabhauma From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus, you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness.
那这个时候呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 说："他说，其实你从前世开始就已经是在 Krishna 知觉中的奉献者了。你如此深爱着 Krishna， 因此仅仅是凭着与你的这个联谊，我们的 Krishna 知觉。"都在发展。
Lord Chaitanya is glorifying him by saying that in your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 说，因为是由你的这个联谊，所以呢，我们就都培养出了 Krishna 知觉。
And to this, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhakta Mahima.Baidere Bhakta Shukadire Mahaprabhu Vina Anya Nahi Trijagate. Thus there is no one within these three worlds, save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction.
This means except Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no one within these three worlds so willing to increase.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya is the example how you can glorify your Vaishnava. For being so Krishna conscious.
对，所以呢，就是说，那个在这里呢 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，他就是说了一段话，意思就是说，除了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之外，在这个宇宙三界之中，没有一个人会如此强烈的希望去荣耀奉献的。去增加奉献者的荣耀，并且给予他们满足。那换句话说，就是说是在这里，查塔尼亚马哈帕布，他以身示范，他树立了一个榜样，告诉奉献者们如何去就是荣耀其他的奉献者，增加其他奉献者的这个荣耀，并且让他们满足。
So just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Did not miss an opportunity to glorify a devotee, we should never miss an opportunity to glorify the devotees.
所以呢，正如之前他讲，马哈帕布呢，随时随刻的都在去荣耀其他的奉献者。我们也应当以如样追随，我们也应当时时刻刻的想着去荣耀其他的奉献者。
In our seminar during the national holiday, we're talking about Vaishnav Aparad.Offenses to the devotees.
在我们的国庆七天的课程之中，我们讲到了 Vaishnava Aparad， 就是这个主题。意思就是说冒犯奉献者。
And how we guard against offending devotees.
还有一个就是说，我们应当如何的去避免。对奉献者的这个冒犯。
So instead of being fault finders, we should be quality finders.
就是我们不应当去挑剔别的奉献者身上的缺点不足，相反，我们应当去寻找他们身上的美德。
Even if a devotee has 99% of faults, we should glorify the 1%.
即便是一个奉献者身上99%都是错误，都是缺陷，那我们应当去荣耀那1%。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to be surrounded by these wonderful devotees.
所以呢，齐塔尼亚马哈巴布身边簇拥了那么多美妙无比的奉献者，他的心中感到异常的喜悦。
He felt so satisfied to have engaged in devotional service with the devotees, cleansing the temple, engaging in kirtan, taking prasadam.
那么他能够呢，把所有的奉献者组织起来，能够去清洗拱地刹庙宇，大声的 kirtan， 一起荣耀prasadam，他感到心中非常的满足。
And prasadam time is always a joyful time.
就是荣耀 prasadam 的时候呢，总是是非常的喜悦的。
Sometimes devotees they like to joke while they eat.
有的时候在奉献者在荣耀 prasadam 的时候，就会说说笑笑，互相的开玩笑。
Sometimes they play trick on each other by taking prasadam from each other's plates.
有的时候呢，偷偷的抢。盘子里面的这个 prasadam 来逗弄对方。
Here we have Advaita Acharya is sitting next to Lord Nityananda. These are two the main branches of the Chaitanya tree.
那在这里呢，就是 Advaita Acharya 就坐在那个主尼迦南的 Prabhu 的身边。那 Advaita Acharya 和主尼迦南的，它是 Chaitanya 支树上面的最大的两个分支。
Lord Nityananda was about 10 years older than Lord Chaitanya.
主尼迦南达呢，大约比主查塔尼亚马哈帕年长十岁。
And Advaita Acharya was about 25 years older than Lord Nityananda.
Advaita Acharya 呢，大约又比主尼迦南达年长25岁。
So he could have been his father.
所以呢，这个完全是可以做他父亲的那个年龄了。
But both Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda have a very, very particular nature, totally different.
Advaita Charya 呢和主尼迦南达他们两个人呢，都是各有个性啊，而且他们的这个个性的差异非常的大。
Advaita Charya begins to talk to about Lord Nityananda.
那 Advaita Charya 呢，他就开始说起了这个主尼迦南达。
He said, "I am sitting next to a beggar, and I don't know, because I'm eating with such a person. I don't know what kind of destination is awaiting me."
Advaita Charya 说呢，我现在呢，跟这么一个乞丐坐在一起，因为我跟他一起在共进午餐，所以我真的不知道我的归宿将是什么。
Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, consequently, he does not see the differences. As a matter of fact, a sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. It's not a problem for Lord Chaitanya.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是一位气绝的托钵僧，所以他并不会呢，有分别心，有做出这样的这个分别。那无论是在什么地方，进食，他都无所谓。也就是说，作为一个sannyasi托钵僧，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu是不会被这些问题所影响到的。
He says in the Shastra, we know that the sannyasi can eat in people's homes, and they don't really care what they're going to eat, especially if it's at the house of a Brahmana.
他说就根据这个经典呢，这个 sannyasi 他会受到邀请，无论受到谁的这个邀请呢，他都会去他的家中共进餐食。那尤其是当他受到一个婆罗门的盛情邀请的时候，他更是不会。
But for a householder,
无论是这个主人给他什么样的食物，他都会不加分别的吃下。
But for a householder brahmana like me, I think this is not good at all to sit next to a person like Lord Nityananda.
但是像我这样的这个居士，坐在主尼迦南达这样的乞丐身边就不好了。
It is better for a householder like me to take prasadam with people who have the same birth, the same family, the same character, and the same behavior.
那像我这样的一个居士，就应该和一个就是无论是出身、家庭、品性还是举止都相仿的人，和这样的人坐在一起共进午餐。
So Advaita Charya here is kind of sarcastically joking about Lord Nityananda, saying that he should not sit next to Lord Nityananda, he should not take prasadam to him because.He can't work out who actually he is.
那在这里呢 ，Advaita Charya 就是用了一些嘲弄的这个语言，在拿主尼迦南达逗乐也就是说有一点讥讽的这种味道。意思就是说，他也不明白这个主尼迦南达Prabhu的这个背景是什么。
So Nityananda immediately said, "But you're a Mayavadi, and therefore you are."An obstacle to pure devotional service.
那主尼迦南达立刻反驳道：“你是一个 Mayavadi， 你是Bhakti 奉爱服务路途上的障碍。
”And anyone who accept with Mayavadi has become contaminated.
所有呢，这个接受 Mayavadi 哲学的人立刻就会受到污染。
You are such a Mayavadi. Now I am eating next to you. I don't know what will be my destination.
你是这么一个大玛雅瓦底假象宗非人格主义者，现在我居然和你坐在一起共进午餐，我不知道我的目的地将会是哪里。
So in this way, both of them started to joke at each other with this physical and shastric expressions.
就是他说呢，我不知道我的下场将会怎样。那他们两个人就是这样。用引用这个经典 Shastra， 然后用这种哲学的这个论辩相互的这个取笑，相互的讥讽，逗乐。
It seems that they were criticizing each other in their joke, but actually they were praising each other.
那表面上呢，好像呢，他们都是在互相的嘲讽着对方，但实际上是在相互的就是荣耀，相互的赞美。
So.Lord Chaitanya was not taking part of their conversation. He was busy distributing Mahaprasadam to the devotees.
那这个时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有 加入到他们的对话之中，他正忙着给奉献者们派发披沙的。
And Advaita Chandra Nityananda increase their exchanges.
那这个 Advaita Acharya 和 Junityananda 之间的这个交锋呢，这个时候却步步升级。
And everybody was quite entertained by the way they were talking to each other.
那他们这样你来我往的奉献者看在眼里，都觉得非常的有意思。
So finally, the devotees stood up after being their stomach being filled, and they began to chant the holy name of Krishna and filled out the entire planetary system.
Ah, 那奉献者们现在都吃得饱饱的，于是他们站了起来，一起唱诵主的圣名。他们的kirtan的声音穿透了宇宙。弥漫到了宇宙的各个角落。
Lord Chaitanya offered a garland and sandalwood paste to each and every devotee after prasadam.
那奉献者就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就给每一位来参加 prasadam 的这个奉献者都献上了花环以及檀香浆。
Then all the devotees who had been engaged in serving the prasadam, they took prasadam together.
那接下来所有的参与去派发菩萨的这些奉献者就坐在一起，他们也开始荣耀菩萨的。
Then Govinda went to bring some of Lord Chaitanya's remnants to Haridas Thakur.
这个时候 Govinda 呢就把这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 吃剩下的一些菩萨的带去给 Haridas Thakur.
And then finally Govinda took prasadam.
最后 Govinda 才是荣耀菩萨的。
So this is how service works.
所以呢，这个服务的程序就是应该这样的。
When you serve the devotees, when you serve the spiritual master, you always consider yourself last. The devotees come first.
就是说你先要服务奉献者，服务灵性导师，然后呢，总是要把自己放在最后。
Yes.
对这个奉献者的心态就应当是这样的。
So, the devotees they knew that because they had cleansed the Gunicha temple, it means that very soon, within a day or two, the Ratha Yatra festival will take place.
那奉献者们都知道，当他们清洗了Gunicha庙之后，再过不了几天，这个 Ratha Yatra 也就是弹车节的。隆重的这个节日呢，就即将开幕了。
The devotees had been very, very unhappy because they have not seen Lord Jagannath for 2 weeks now.
那奉献者呢，都感到非常的伤心，因为他们已经有两个星期的时间见不到主 Jagannath 的面了。
But now, before the Ratha Yatra festival takes place.Lord Jagannath is finally visible again in the temple, so the devotees couldn't wait. Lord Chaitanya took all the devotees for kirtan at the temple.
那在这个 Ratha Yatra 这个开启之前呢，奉献者们就终于都有机会再见到主 Jagannath 的这个面。主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就把所有的奉献者都带到了庙里。
And they were so eager to see Chaitanya, to see Lord Jagannath that they broke the rule, which is that you cannot stand in front of Lord Jagannath when he is taking his prasadam.
那奉献者们呢，纷纷都迫不及待地想觐见到主 Chaitanya, 主 Jagannath, 以至于呢，他们都置那个规则于不顾了。那什么样的规则呢？就是在主Jagannath 荣耀菩萨像的时候，奉献者是不应该站在神像的这个面前去见神像的。
So even Lord Chaitanya broke that rule. They just could not wait for the aarti to arrive. They all stepped into the deity room to see Lord Jagannath very closely.
那么这个时候呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu把奉献者们都带到了这个庙里，奉献者们呢都着急的。不能等这个 RT 结束，然后他们就都进了这个神像房去直接的去觐见主 Jagannath。
But this is a very special pastime, and Prabhupada says this should never be imitated.
但是Srila Prabhupada他说呢，就是这一段逍遥时光是非常的独特的，所以是 也就是说不能随便的盲目的去模仿。
Prabhupada says that familiarity breeds contempt.
师拉帕帕他说呢，就是如果过于亲近，就会有轻慢，就是会有冒犯。
A pujari can be close to the deities.
这个 pujari 呢是可以接近这个神像的。
The servant of the guru can be close to the guru.
Guru 的仆人也可以比较接近于 guru， 临近导师。
But otherwise, devotees have to be very careful not to be too familiar with the deities and not to be over familiar with the spiritual master.
那奉献者呢，应当要非常的就是小心啊，不要离那个神像，过于的近，然后也不能离和这个自己的灵性导师过于的亲近随便。
But here we see that having the seeing Lord Jagannath after 2 weeks of absence, the body of Lord Chaitanya began to turn golden like a bee, like a bumblebee.
在这个两星期之后，这个主 Jagannath 的这个身上泛出了这个金光，就好像是大黄蜂的那个颜色一样。
Because the beauty of Lord Jagannath was beyond compare.
因为主 Jagannath 的这个美丽是无与伦比的。
So.They understood that now Lord Jagannath is prepared to come out of the temple and ride on the rat cart.
那现在呢，他们就知道了这个主 Jagannath 现在就要出了这个庙，就要上了这个弹车了。
And the next day, of course, the Ratha Yatra festival took place.
第二天呢 ，Ratha Yatra 也就是这个弹车节就正式的开启了。
This is the end of the chapter.
这一章呢就到这里结束了。
Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padeya Rehas Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Kaviraj Goswami says, I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing the and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing or hearing this pastime, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness.
那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在本章的最后的一个世界中讲到，我已经简短的描述了主去清洗和清洁拱地禅庙宇的这段逍遥时光，见到这段逍遥时光，去聆听到这段逍遥时光，哪怕是一个罪人也会唤醒他的 Krishna 知觉。
Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
我 Krishna Das, 在 Sri Rupa 和 Sri Raghunath 的莲花足前祈祷，我时时刻刻地渴望着他们的仁慈，此时我追随着他们的脚步。不说虚柴贪念 Charitamrita
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
There's one question
我们来看一下是否有问题
From Vedavati
Vedavati Hare Krishna 顶拜帕布感恩翻译请问在休息中哪怕有一点感官享乐都会受到影响吗 Hare Krishna Please accept my humble obeisances Prabhu And thanks to the translator If our sadhana Our spiritual practice Is tinged by even aLittle sense gratification, will the result be influenced?
Yes, it's always influenced, but sometimes we can see it very quickly and very clearly, and sometimes we don't.
对，这个感官享乐是肯定是会有影响的，只不过是有的时候你马上就会看到这个结果，就是因为感官享乐而来的这个结果，或者有的时候你可能要等一段时间，你会才会看到这个后果。
If a devotee is very sincere and very attentive, they will look out for any discrepancy in their sadhana.
一个非常专注真诚的这个奉献者呢，就会对自己在这个萨曼那规范修习的过程当中的哪怕是一点点的这个错误或者感官享乐都会非常的警惕。
But if we are not careful, we just slide a little bit to the side, then sense gratification creeps in. We think it's not a really big deal, but actually it accumulates.
那如果说我们比较的懈怠或者是比较的这个粗心马虎不在乎的话，那可能就是说这个感官享乐呢就会悄悄潜入，那我们可能认为这个感官享乐没什么大不了的，特别的小，先搁一边就行了。但是事实上呢，积少成多，这些感官享乐就会越攒越多，最后就会造成非常不好的影响。
And sometimes it accumulates so much that we can't fix it.
有的时候呢，这些感官享乐实在是攒得太多了，以至于已经无药可救了，没有办法弥补了。
At the same time, we have to be very careful not to be hard on ourselves and not to be artificially renounced.
还有另外一方面，就是说，从另外一个角度来说，我们也不要对自己过于的苛刻了，不要就是人为的去做出一个气绝者的样子。
Krishna consciousness is a gradual process.
因为 Krishna 知觉是一个循序渐进的一个过程。
As long as we follow the four regulative principles and follow the instruction of the spiritual master, we are always safe.
那么只要是我们去遵循灵性导师的训谕，遵循灵性导师的步伐，并且严格的去遵守四个规范原则，我们就是安全的。
And normally, for a devotee to engage in sense gratification is based on.Lack of faith in the process and also offending devotees.
那就是对于奉献者来说，如果有感官享乐的话呢，通常是对这个灵修的这个程序的这个信心，还不完全不充足，或者说就是对奉献者其他的奉献者有所冒犯，就是这样造成的会有这种感官享乐的倾向。
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Sati?
Sati, Mataji, 还有问题吗？
还有问题，刚提上来的。
There are more questions, and we should wait.
Okay.
那我们等你再打是吗？
嗯。
Lagudida,
明
白老师，请问如果一个奉献者脱壁于圣名，这已经足够了吗？我的意思是说，经典读的不够多，神像崇拜等等，还有其他各种各样的服务。The question is, please accept my humble obeisances. If is it enough to just take shelter of the holy name? What I mean is that, just take shelter of the holy name.But may not read so much shastras or do so much deity worship, and also other all kinds of services as well.
Yes, it is. The chanting of the holy name is enough to purify one's heart.
是的，这个唱诵组的这个圣名呢，已经足以去净化一个人的内心了。
However, we may face some obstacles.
但是呢，我们会面临一些障碍
，which requires knowing the shastra。
这个呢，要清除这些障碍，我们必须要对这个 shastra 经典有所熟知。
And if we are not keen on knowing Srila Prabhupada's books, then we won't know how to face those challenges, and the faith will be very weak.
如果说我们对Srila Prabhupada的这个经典呢不熟知，我们可能就会不知道如何去面对我们灵修过程或生活中所面临的所有的这些挑战，这样呢我们的信心就会非常的虚弱。
Now there are examples of people who are not very literate.
当然了，我们也有这样的例子，有些奉献者他可能没有受过太多的。这个教育不习惯就是读书。
And they can't understand very much about shastra.
那对于这个经典呢，也不太能够理解。
And therefore, they rely more on the chanting than anything else, or association with devotees.
所以呢，他们就把更多的就是托庇于圣名，或者是跟奉献者的联谊。
But if we are educated, if we like reading, then it's an imperative. We have to study Prabhupada's books.
所以说呢，如果说我们是受过教育的，而且也喜欢读书，那么去阅读经典，阅读师了 Prabhupada 就是的书籍是必不可少的。这是我们在这个修持科室呢知觉当中必须经历的。
Because the Shastra are helping us to gain faith and strength in the holy name also.
因为这个 Shastra 就是经典呢，它也可以帮助我们加深对于圣名的这种信息和品味。
So we have to balance things out, and also to just chant the holy name and do nothing else want us to be very advanced.
所以我们必须要学会平衡。如果说呢，只是去阅读这个只是去托庇于这个圣名，也就是说只是去念诵主的圣名的话呢，要达到这个完全的这种净化，一个人必须是非常进步的才行。
Okay.
下一个问题来自 Sumuti Radadasi， 明白帕布，感谢麦帕奇的翻译。请问感官享乐即便是在心力的层面，也会在种下业报的种子吗？ Thank you Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances and the help of Mataji'sTranslation. So my question is, will sense gratification at the platform of mind will plant the seed of karma?
Very good question.
您的这个问题非常的好。
Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita.
不但梵歌里 ,Krishna 他已经谈到了这一点。
Where he says, Dayatam Vishaya Apumcha Sangate Shupaja.Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kamakroda Vijayate. We plant the seed of sense gratification by allowing the senses to be attracted to the sense object.
那在这里就是说到心思感官对象，也就是说呢，当我们去允许我们的这个感官受到感官对象的吸引的时候，其实呢，我们就已经种下了这粒种子了。
So we see things, we hear things, we taste things, we touch things, we feel things.
所以呢，我们去聆听这些感官的对象，聆听这些事物，去看到这些事物，去触碰这些食物，去品尝这些食物，也就是说，我们所有的这些感官都去接触感官的对象。
And this experience sends us a message to the mind.
那当我们去感官去对象的时候，就会给我们的心意释放信号。
So, if the mind is not strong, the seed will be planted.
如果说呢，我们的心意要是不够强大的话，就会播下这个种子。
And therefore, we go to the process called thinking, feeling, willing.
然后呢，我们就会经历这样的一个三个这个阶段，就是我们的心意就会先去。思考或者是去想念，然后呢去感受，然后就会萌生出这种愿望。
Everything can still remain on the platform of the mind.
当然了，所有的这一切可能依然只是停留在心意的层面上，也就是说想而已。
As long as it stays within the mind, then somehow or other, we can carry on with our Krishna consciousness.
如果说只是停留在心意的这个层面上的话，我们的 Krishna 知觉还可以往前走。
But it's not a license for accumulating material thoughts in the mind.
但是呢，这并不是说就像是一个许可证一样，可以允许你在自己的心意里面去积累越来越多的世俗的想法。
Because even if we think that this kind of thinking will go away, actually it never goes away.
因为即便是你自己呢，自以为所有的这些物质的这些想法是可以慢慢的消失的，自动的消失的，但实际上呢，他们从来都不会离你而去。
We may think that we forget about it, but the mind does not forget.
那我们可能觉得我们已经忘了，但是我们的心意从来都不会遗忘的。
So at some point it will come back up into the mind.
所以呢，到了一定的时候，可能就会又会从心意里面浮现出来了。
And we find ourselves in a situation where we have so many thoughts, even though we don't put them into action.Those thoughts fill up the mind, and then there's no room for Krishna consciousness.
那有的时候我们就会有这样的一种处境了，就是脑子里面塞满了各种各样世俗的这个想法，然后意都已经填满了，没有一丝的缝隙了。然后换句话说，就这个时候也没有 Krishna 知觉的一席之地了。
So we may engage in sense gratification in the mind.We may even commit offenses in the mind.
所以说呢，我们可能在这个心意的这个层面上去从事一些感官享乐，或者说呢，在心里面可能有一些冒犯的念头。
In previous ages, it is mentioned in the scriptures that in previous ages, when someone thought about something, they would get instant reaction even by thinking.
那先前的这个年代是这样的，就是如果人他只是心里面想一想啊，这些罪恶的不好的这种念头的话，他也很快就会得到这个反应，也就是说就会有这个业报，哪怕只是想一想，并没有付诸行动，也必须要承受这个业报结果。
But in Kali Yuga, people's minds are so contaminated that if they were going to get reaction instantly, then they wouldn't have a life.
那但是在这个卡利年代呢，人们太世俗太堕落了，脑子里面呢塞满了各种各样的物质的想法感官享乐，如果说只是想一想立刻就会得到这个业报的这个结果的话，可能就都活不下去了。
And therefore people are so absorbed in their own thoughts that ultimately this thinking manifests in reality.
但是呢，当人过度的沉溺于自己的这个头脑中的各种各样的想法的时候，累积的越来越多，到一定的时候呢，就变成外在的行动了。
So it is mentioned in the scriptures that offenses in the mind and material desires accumulating in the mind, they don't really count.
经典里的确是有这样的话，心里面的这个冒犯，就是头脑里的这个冒犯。或者是世俗的物质欲望呢，物质的这个想法呢是不算的，不算数的。
And one can say, okay, so then I can think all sorts of material things in my mind, nothing will happen to me.
那你可能就自以为是的觉得啊，我可以随便脑子里面随便想，各种的这种物质的这个活动，世俗的这个活动，反正对我也没有什么样的影响。
But it doesn't work that way because the mind is meant to be filled with Krishna consciousness.
但是事实却不是如此，因为我们的心意呢，应当是充满着 Krishna 知觉才对。
She added two things here. Okay, so read them.
那么这个this is the other question.
Okay.
那我现在先回答20989006090YY 的问题，当奉献者给 Mahaprabhu 的盘子里放 Prasadam 的时候，他为什么心里高兴却表面上不高兴呢？为什么把奉献者他只吃绿叶菜拌米饭，这是他的谦卑吗？ So when the devotees put Prasadam in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate, why did heshowed unhappiness externally, but inside was very, very happy. Why he gave all the tasty, delicious prasadam to other devotees, but ate the green leaves, boiled green leaves mixed with rice instead himself? Was it because of his humility?
We always see in those pastimes the two identities of Lord Chaitanya. One is the sannyasi, who must be very, very strict with prasadam, and the other is the transcendental supreme lord, who is enjoying pastime with his devotees.
就是在类似的这些逍遥时光里面，我们往往就是可以看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的两面。一方面呢，他是一位非常严格的托钵僧，一位 sannyasi， 所以在这个荣耀 prasadam， 也就是进食方面，他也是得非常的严格，尤其是在公众的面前。然后另外一方面呢，他又是至尊人格守神，所以呢，他时时刻刻的在享受着和奉献者之间的这种爱的交流。
Just like the devotee who washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya in the Gundicha temple and drank the water, Lord Chaitanya was upset because it's not allowed to worship the spiritual master in the temple room. But at the same time, he was satisfied because he saw the eagerness of the devotee to worship him.
那么就同样的，在贡迪查庙宇里面，清洗贡迪查庙的其中的这一幕，这样的，当那个奉献者他把这个水洒在主切他尼亚马哈帕布的莲花足上，然后把沐浴过莲花足的这个水喝了的时候，切他尼亚马哈帕布看在眼里，那表面上他也是很不高兴，因为在当着这个神像的面去崇拜一个奉献者呢是不恰当的，但是在内心深处呢，他又是非常的喜悦的，因为他看到了这个奉献者去渴望去崇拜主的那一颗心。
Okay.
OK， 下一个问题是 Smoky Radha Dasi， 感恩帕布的解答，请问如何才能够断除累生累世的情感纠葛的种子呢？Thank you, Prabhu, for your explanations. Can you tell us how to thoroughly uproot the seed of emotional entanglement which was accumulated life after life?
Uproot the seeds of entanglement.
Emotional entanglement.
Whether they are emotions or whatever they are feelings or whatever they are frame of mind, they are all accumulation of past activities which is stopping us from being purely Krishna conscious.
就是你在这里说的种子，那不管是哪一种纠葛啦，是情感的纠葛还是你的那种感知上的那种纠葛，还是其他的一些欲望上的，反正所有的这些纠葛，这些种子其实一定就是生生世世前世所积累的，而所有的这些缠绕会阻止我们，使我们没有办法接近 Krishna 直觉。
And the acharyas are explaining how people are trying to mitigate or clear these attachments.Through practice of austerities, charity, yoga, meditation, cultivation of knowledge.
那么就是在这个 Acharya 们他们在经典里说到呢，许许多多的人他们为了想要把这些生生世世累积的这些缠绕给清除，所以呢他们可能要通过各种各样的途径，比如说像苦行，比如说像布施，或者是冥想，或者是培养知识，或者是瑜伽的修习的这些程序。
But neither of these actually work, especially if somebody wants to use these means to become Krishna conscious.
那么刚才所说的这一系列的这个方法呢，都是徒劳的。尤其是如果一个人他想通过那些方法去培养 Krishna 知觉的话，那一定是失败的。
They can only help to a certain extent, but ultimately pure devotional service is the only means to uproot all these emotional attachments.
那么刚才所说的这些苦行也好，知识也好，可能在某一个程度上会对一个人有一定的帮助，但是终极而言的话，从彻底的这个角度而言的话，是只有奉爱服务才能够帮助一个人斩除所有的对物质的依附。
And especially the pure chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
尤其是纯粹的唱诵主 Krishna 的圣名。
So if we concentrate on hearing attentively and praying to Krishna, then gradually everything will be uprooted from the heart.
那如果说我们能够坚持不懈的去聆听，专注的聆听主的圣灵，并且不断的去这个祈祷主的这个仁慈的话，那么逐渐的我们就会把心中的这些物质的衣服、物质的概念呢，都会连根拔起，还有你说的这些情感的纠葛。
As simple as it seems.
但是听上去好像是非常的简单的。
Pure chanting is the secret for everything.
啊，纯粹的唱诵是一切解决一切问题的秘诀。
Okay.
好，下一个问题 ，Sumuki Radha Dasi 继续询问。越是想要摆脱，越是被缠得更紧。应该面对接纳看到心意的起伏，还是应当赋予理理睬呢？还是避开感官对象，不去看，也不去面对呢 ？But the problem is, the more we want to disentangle ourselves, the tighter we are entangled. So now, should we accept whatever we see?And accept the fluctuation of the mind, or just ignore the mind, or should we just try our best to avoid the object of senses, not to see or not to face?
In the Nectar of Devotion, it is said, "Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchate." Vairagya means detachment.
就是在这个分分爱观录里面有这么一段梵文那里面呢有一个 viragya 的意思呢就是摆脱
and this detachment cannot be done mechanically not even by ignoring not even by fighting it
这个 viragya 确实说是不依附或者说是弃绝那这仅仅是通过不去看不去听不去面对去逃避是摆脱不掉的
What is entangling the conditioned soul can be disentangled just by being absorbed in Krishna consciousness
那些把我们的把我们深深的缠缚的那些事物呢如何才能够彻底的清除掉呢只是通过完全的专注于或者完全的沉浸在奉献服务之中就不攻自破了
So it's not a question of ignoring the mind It's a question of engaging the mind
所以仅仅是忽略自己的心意的这个活动呢还远远不够最关键的还是说要让你的心意去从事奉献服务
If we engage the mind in Krishna consciousness all the other problems are solved
那如果说我们能够让我们的心意去从事 Krishna 知觉中的这些活动，那所有其他的问题也便迎刃而解了。
That's how we deal with the mind.
那这个是我们对付我们的心意的方法。
By engaging the mind in Krishna consciousness.
就是你要让你自己的心意去做奉献服务，要让它忙碌起来。下一个问题还是Sumuki Radha Dasi 如果说这个世界不存在真爱如何解释那些为了家族和亲人毫无怨言的奉献一生的先辈的行为呢如果没有真爱人们为什么要走进婚姻何不聚散随缘呢婚姻的真谛是什么Okay, this question is about love and marriage.
About what?
Love and marriage. If we say that there is no true love in this world, how can we understand or explain those previous ancestors who devoted all their life for the benefit of the whole family or the relatives without any complaint or grudging mood. If there is no true love, why people still want to step into the marriage? Why not just follow the destinations, whether being together or being separated? What's the true meaning or the truth of marriage itself?
It's not a question of marriage.
这个问题的关键不是婚姻。
Marriage is an institution.
婚姻呢，它是 一种社会结构。
People move into marriage life expecting to get something in return.
那人们进入到这个婚姻的这个内部，其实是有所对回报有所期望。
And therefore, just like any institution, there are rules to follow.
那就想好像是在一个社会团体一个社会结构里面，就是你既然是有这样的一个规则，就必须要有规则去遵循。
There is a structure in marriage life.
也就是说在这个婚姻呢，婚姻中它是有一个结构的。
There are expectations, certain behavior in marriage life.
那么在这个婚姻当中就会有带着一定的这种期望，还有一定的它的本身的这种规则。
And the entire system is only there as a support so there can be loving exchange between husband and wife.
那么这个婚姻它本身的这个存在呢，通过它的这种结构去辅助夫妻之间的爱的交流。
The other living entities, the other species of life, like the animals, they also have marriage, but they don't have a structure and they know how to show affection to each other.
那除了人类之外的那些动物，他们可能不像人这样子有专门的这样的婚姻的一种体系或者说一种结构，但是他们之间呢，也是可以互相的表达爱的。
Therefore, my point is that we don't really need an institution or a framework to express affection to another person.
那我在这里要说的一个要点就是说人跟人之间的这种爱的表达不一定非得要依赖于某一种社会结构。
However, we see in the history of mankind that despite the family structure which is based on tradition, people find it very, very hard to follow it.And they break all the rules.
那我们在这个历史上也可以看到，虽然呢有这么多关于家国的这些规范或者是那些建议，但是呢人们还是不由自主的打破了很多有关家庭结构的这些规则。
Even in Chinese traditional culture, such as in Confucianism and other cultures.We see that marriage life and family life is very important. Then why is it all breaking down today?
那我们在中国的历史上，我们有这个儒家文化的这个传承。儒家文化呢，对于家庭啊、孝亲啊这些概念是非常非常重视的。也就是对这个世界上所有世人呢，他们是有一定的行为的规范上的要求的。但是为什么我们今天却看到了那么多的家庭破裂了呢？
Because when people think that they love, they actually don't. They have a personal motive why they will love.
那么但实际上呢，是因为人们虽然觉得自己好像是在爱，实际上还是掺杂的许多这种自私的这种动机。就是他们之所以去爱是有一定的这个原因的。
This love is only an emotional exercise because real love in this material world does not exist.
这种爱就好像是一种情感游戏一样，因为真爱在这个物质世俗世界并不存在。
Love is an expression of the soul, not an expression of emotions.
爱是那个灵魂的一种表达，灵魂的表达，而不是仅仅是情感的表达。
Real love specifically reserved for Krishna.
真爱呢，只留给了 Krishna.
That's why you need in this material world such a thing as Varnashram Dharma, so much structure. In every culture of the world, there is a system for family life and marriage.But all these systems ultimately.
这就是为什么在我们这个物质的这个世俗世界，无论是在世界的哪个地方，在哪一种文化当中，都有对于这个婚姻啊和家庭的种种规范和要求。那就好比说，我们也有这个 Varnashram 的这个制度，四社会阶层和四灵性阶，但是只要是在这个物质世界，最后呢。 啊，这些规则，这些教导呢，都变得徒劳无益了。
Because what we think is love is actually a motivated feeling of what we expect from another person, and this is the perverted reflection of pure love that we are meant to have for Krishna.
嗯，就是我们在这个物质世界所谓的这个爱呢，实际上就是是我们对另外一个人的一种世俗上的一种要求和期待。嗯，那么这样的一种爱是在这个物质世界里面，它是我们在灵性世界的纯粹的原本的这个真爱的一个扭曲的倒影。
This is how we have to understand it.
这是我们必须要明白的。
Okay.
She also mentioned that the previous ancestors,
right,
like devoting all their lives
to
like save the world, save the relatives, or save the family. It's the same.
It's the same. They try to, the ancestors and all the great thinkers and all the great sages.
And the revolution, though.
They try to establish a structure to maintain a society so there is harmony. For only one purpose, so can people. But we can see that these structures ultimately fail again and again because people have the wrong concept and the wrong expectation of love.
嗯，那就是刚才我补充了一下，说你还讲到了这些先辈呢，就是这些奉献一生的这些先辈。那其实这个道理也是一样的，就是在我们先前的这个年代当中，我们看到了很多思想家，很多的伟人，很多的革命家，他们试图要建立一定的这个社会体系，给这个社会以这个规范，要建立起这样一的这个社会。然后呢，目的是为了什么呢？是为了让人们好好的生活在这个世界上，彼此相爱。但是我们最后会看到历史证明呢，一个一个呢都被击破了。最后以失败这个告终，这是因为在这个世俗世界，人对于这种爱的这种期望是错误的，都有这种错误的，有自私的这个动机的这种期待。所以说呢，既然不是这个真爱的话，那这样的一份努力，最终就不免以失败告终。
Today is Sumukhi Radha's day.
然后呢是20980060YY 这个奉献者继续。Mahaprabhu 既是奉献者又是神，怎么看待这两面？是崇拜神呢，还是崇拜奉献者呢？ Mahaprabhu is Krishna or the Lord, the God, and at the same time he is also a devotee. How do we see the two sides?Do we worship God or to worship a devotee?
We should do both.
这两者必须有之。
Lord Chaitanya plays the role of an acharya to give us guidance and proper example of how we get to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是一个 acharya 的这个身份显现，他就是说，给我们树立了一个榜样，那我们当去举止如何行为如何去服务，然后呢这样子才能够接近 Krishna 的仁慈。
So when we are attentive to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we get to see when it's Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi or when it's the Supreme Lord.
那如果说我们非常仔细的去聆听Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的这种细节，你就可以知道哪个部分哪个时候 Chaitanya 嘛他不是以奉献者的这个身份在展示他的逍遥时光，那有的时候又是在什么时候可能就是以至尊主的这个身份在行事了，有的时候是纯粹奉献者，有的时候是主。
It takes some practice and attention to the reading and being familiar with the pastime. Then you can clearly see when Lord Chaitanya acts as a sannyasi and when Lord Chaitanya acts as a Supreme Lord.
所以说呢，你要是对于这个永恒的解脱念经呢，一直非常认真的去阅读，然后已经非常的熟知里面的种种的细节，那你就可以很快的就能辨别出什么时候他是一个 Sannyasi 托钵僧的身份出现，什么时候是以至尊主的这个身份出现，能够了解他的情感。那么奉献者之间有真爱的交流吗？灵性导师与门徒之间的爱是真爱吗？是无条件的爱吗？奉献者之间的情感交流是物质的还是灵性的？与世俗的情感交流都存在着彼此期待，有何区别？这个也是 Sumukhi Radha Dasi 询问的。So is there actual interaction or communication based on true love between the devotees? Is the love between the spiritual master and disciples true love? Is it unconditional love? Is the emotional exchanges between devotees material or spiritual? Is there any is it different from the mundane emotional exchanges? Because the mundane exchanges is based on mutual expect. So what about the devotees exchanges?
Sumukhi Radha, I think you have some very nostalgic and idealistic ideas about materialistic people mutual respect, because most of the time there is none.
我想呢，那个 Sumukhi Radha， 你可能对于在这个世俗世界当中，世俗之人他们之间的情感的这种交流呢，还有一些美好的想象，或者说一种怀旧的情绪。就是说还是把它想象的非常的美好的。
Most of the time, people's exchanges on the material platform are very highly motivated.
其实大多数的时候，在这个世俗的这个层面上，人跟人之间的这种交流都隐藏着极大的动机。
Now, also, ideally speaking, the relationship between disciples and spiritual master and the relationship between devotees should be 100% based on pure love.
那么如果是理想上来说的话，灵性导师和门徒之间的交流，或者是奉献者之间的交流，就应当是100%的灵性的。
And that's what we see in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees.
那么在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和那些奉献者之间的那种情感交流就是这样的，100%的灵性。
They have pure love for him and they have pure love for each other.
那么奉献者对 Krishna 有这个纯粹的爱，同样奉献者跟奉献者之间也是一种纯粹的爱。
But unless one is a pure devotee, there will always be some motivation and there will always be some reservation.
那在成为纯粹的奉献者之前呢，人总是不免的就会有一些动机，也会彼此呢有所保留。
So this is a gradual process where we have to learn the science of sadhu sangha.
那么这个呢实际上是应当是一个逐步的一个循序渐进的一个过程，那我们在这个过程当中会慢慢的就是会明白 Sadhu Sangha， Sadhu Sangha 就是圣人联谊，那在这里我们指奉献者联谊的就是真正的意义。
And this condition of mutual love between devotees and between devotees and the spiritual master takes place where there are no longer offensesand when there is a very high taste in hearing and chanting.
那么这个奉献者和灵性导师之间，或者奉献者和奉献者之间呢，只有在就是彼此没有丝毫的这个冒犯，而且能够对唱诵组的圣名有着纯粹的品味的时候呢，就能够达到那种真爱的境界，或者说是那个就是非常 真实的灵性的彼此的相爱。
That's all I have to say.
OK. 那 Sumuki Vada 又继续询问这些事儿的情感付出最终的目的只是将我们推向 Krishna 的真爱是吗让我们在绝望之绝望中最后放弃一切幻想只去专注 Krishna Those forceful emotional exchanges based on material motivation ultimately will lead us to the true love for Krishna Is that right? That means when we were in the deepest abyss of desperation, we would give up all the fantasies and just to be focused on Krishna. Is that right?
No, it's not right.
啊，不是这样。
On the neophyte platform, we follow instructions and we follow rules and regulations.
I think that emotional exchanges based on material motivation, that means the mundane.
So what is she talking about?
您说的虚假的带着物质动机的情感是指的是世俗的人之间的这种交流吧。It means like in the material world, people is forceful exchanges, they get disappointed, they're in the deepest desperation,、
yeah.
and then they give up all their hope andto the true love of Krishna. Is that right, what happens?
No, that's not how it happens.
Okay. 那我再次跟那个 Prabhu 确认了一下你的这个问题的这个意思。他说呢不是像你讲的那样。
Of course, in the Shastra, it says that unless Queen Kunti, she says, the people who approach Krishna are only the people who are completely exhausted from material life.
那昆迪王后的确是这样讲的就是当一个人他在这个物质生活当中世俗的生活当中已经精疲力尽已经没有任何希望的时候他会转向 Krishna
But she's talking here about pure bhakti
他这里说的是纯粹的奉爱
Because you will see that many people come to Krishna consciousness because they're really really exhausted from material lifeBut when they enter Krishna consciousness, natural desires are completely finished.
是这个含义，就是说，你会看到有很多人，他们的就是在这个物质世界里呢，他们已经绝望了，精疲力尽了，然后他们进入了 Krishna 知觉。但是当他们即使是进了 Krishna 知觉的时候，其实还残留了很多。这些物质欲望并没有完全的消失。
And the process of devotional service will finish whatever is left of material desires.
那这个物质的这个欲望的残留，最终要通过奉献服务来摧毁。
Counting that we don't fuel it again with other material desires.
当然这里有一个前提，就是说你的这个不再太多的去增加那个物质欲望了。
Prabhupada gives the example of the fan.
那Srila Prabhupada呢，他举了一个电扇的例子。
In the summer, you turn the fan on and it spins.
夏天接上了电源，这个电扇就开始转动了起来。
It spins very fast.
而且转得特别的快。
Then you unplug or you turn off the fan.
然后呢，你断了这个电，就是把那个电扇给关了。
The fan doesn't stop straight away. It keeps spinning, but it goes slower and slower and slower until it stops.
那这个电扇呢，就越转越慢，越转越慢，但它不会马上就停，但最后它一定会停下来。
So similarly, we don't join Krishna consciousness because we're pure devotees.
换句话说就是说，不是说我们是成了纯粹的奉献者，然后就进了 Krishna 知觉的。
We join Krishna consciousness to become pure devotees.
我们进 Krishna 知觉不是因为我们已经是纯粹的奉献者而是因为我们想成为纯粹的奉献者
And by the process of devotional service and I go back to my original point we follow rules and regulations to train the mind to train the body to train the senses to be engaged in Krishna service and gradually pure love arises from the heart
那我们呢就是通过一些奉献服务的这种自我的这种训练那我又回到我最前面讲的那个要点 就是说呢，我们通过让我们的心意、我们的感官、我们的躯体、我们的言语都去为主做奉献服务，这样呢，一直不断的进行这样的这种训练，然后最终呢，这种纯粹的这种爱啊，就会在地平线上升起。
Now it's not the same for everyone.
但是并不是每个人都是这种情况。
For some devotees, it's easier than others.
对有些奉献者来说，可能要相较于他的奉献者要容易得多。
Because some devotees have already done all the work in previous lives.
因为有的奉献者呢，前世他已经付出了很大的这个努力，基本上都已经完成了这些事。
So we all advance at a different pace.
所以我们每一个人的这个步调是不一样的，然后我们进步的程度也是不一样的。
OK，
好
，We done？
那我们就讲到这里了，是吧？没有问题了吧？哦、oh, ，He said thank you for your answers with so much details. That's really wonderful, Hare Krishna.
OK， so thank you very much, Sati Mataji.
感谢 Sati Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently.
感谢所有奉献者耐心的聆听。
Thank you for your wonderful questions, Sumukhi Radha Dasi.
感谢您 Sumukhi Radha Dasi 的精彩的提问。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kesha Desh Yatra ki jai, Gora Premanande Haribo.
Hari Haribo. Vaikuntha Ji, 服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天我们的 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的讲课就到这里结束了。我们今天结束了 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十二章，清洗拱地场庙宇。最后一个部分已经讲完了，我们下周。开始 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十三章，非常感谢大家的聆听，祝大家度过充满 Krishna 知觉的快乐的一天， Hare Krishna。